Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Hey, Sean Hannity here. If you're in a situation where you feel threatened, well, instinct, that might drive you to reach for a lethal means immediately. But we all want to avoid the irreversible consequences of using deadly force. Now, enter the Byrna, less lethal pistol launcher. It is equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo. It can incapacitate any attacker for up to 40 minutes. It's legal in all 50 states. It requires no background checks, and it can be shipped right to your door. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity right now, and you'll get 10% off.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Stay right here for our final news roundup and information overload.
All right, news roundup, information overload, hour 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, programming note, Hannity tonight on after the State of the Union address and after the Republican response given by Sarah Huckabee Sanders tonight, the youngest governor in the country, the youngest governor ever elected in Arkansas history, the first female governor elected in Arkansas history. Anyway, we're proud of her and look forward to her response to the State of the Union. Let me go into this issue once again, because it's a big lie. The Wall Street Journal, I think, did the definitive piece on debunking this lie. And that is, there were three spy balloons when Donald Trump was president. That is not true. That is completely false. And let me tell you why. And then once you get into the details and the specificity behind this, you begin to realize, typical lying. They say, well, after the fact, we were able to piece together that there were three separate occasions where for a very short duration of time, a Chinese balloon may have flown over American territory when Donald Trump was president, but that they didn't know about it at the time. We only pieced this together years later. Okay, show us the evidence, number one. I don't believe you. And number two, there's not a single person, not one. John Ratcliffe, Mike Pompeo, Mark Esper, John Bolton, who doesn't particularly like Donald Trump himself, and the list goes on and on. There's not a single high-ranking official that would have known if such an incident had occurred that ever one time heard any such allegation. But then there's John Kirby working for Biden. Oh, we discovered Chinese balloon flights after we came into office. Really? Show us the data. Show us the pictures. Show us the satellite imaging. Show us something. Here's what he said.
I can tell you that we discovered these flights after we came into office. And there's I'm not going to get into the specifics of how we did the forensics. I think you can understand that we're going to be careful about that.
Okay. There wasn't a single Trump, you know, anybody in the intelligence community, nobody in the Defense Department, nobody knew. And by the way, here's some of them.
The Department of Defense is claiming that there were three balloons Chinese spy balloons that entered the United States airspace during the Trump administration and that they were not shot down and they were not disclosed. Can you please tell us the truth and if that's true?
Well, it's not true. I can refute it.
I don't ever recall somebody coming into my office or reading anything that the Chinese had a surveillance balloon above the United States.
Well, as far as I know, every Trump administration official who's been asked has said they didn't know anything about it.
Every single official. But they go out and say, well, we discovered it much later. I'm like, okay, I'm not buying any of it. Apparently, some of the balloon debris has been recovered, and I guess the FBI and other agencies will be examining what they found. Anyway, joining us now is Chris Miller, former Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump. He has a brand new book out today. It's a great book. It's called Soldier Secretary, Warnings from the Battlefield and the Pentagon about America's Most Dangerous Enemies. And, well, I guess, Christopher Miller, it couldn't be a more timely book in light of what we've been through in the last week.
Sean, thanks for having me on again. And don't you feel like we're in a George Orwell novel or something right now? I can't figure out what's going on. All this double speak, and there's no triple speak in George Orwell, but you get my idea. Hey, I got to tell you something. If I could go off on a tangent real quick,
you can.
Cash Patel and I were on with you, if you recall, on your TV show right before the 1/6 travesty. I mean, hearings. Did I say that? I shouldn't have said that out loud. And you were really, really professional. And I realize now you taught me something really important about. I now understand that cliche about not fighting City Hall, because right after that call, they came down hard on us and were like, you want to come back down here and testify again? And at that point, I just had to tap out and go talk to my lawyer. I don't have enough money. I thought, put the IRS and everybody else.
Well, slow down 1 second. When you said they, who are you talking? You mean the Jan 6 committee?
Yeah, they just came down like a ton of bricks. And so thanks for continuing to tell that story. But
you want to hear a follow-up to that story? I don't know if you have time, and I don't want to take away time from discussing your book, because it's really informative. Last week, now, one of the questions I was raising, I understand why they kicked off Jim Banks and Jim Jordan. They didn't want to ask a lot of questions. That entire committee was a sham. They had a predetermined outcome. The entire committee was about bashing Donald Trump at all costs. That was their mission, and nothing was going to deter them. Now, sadly, they missed an opportunity to actually examine what the lead up to January 6th was all about. Did they miss intelligence that could have prevented it? Should we be taking safety measures to protect every elected official and protect our institutions? Like the Capitol, I feel we should be taking massive protections. I think we should probably put, wrought iron fence around the entire Capitol with the perimeter, and even cement blocks around the entire Capitol as well, so that never happens again. And any other building that might be at risk. So they never got to that part. They never interviewed the sergeant of arms. They didn't ask for emails, text messages, or phone records of the Capitol Police Chief, of the Sergeant of Arms, Nancy Pelosi. Nobody asked Muriel Bowser why she rejected in writing the National Guard that would have been available to her. And this is Lester Holt last week, and this is his report at NBC. A little late, dollar short. Here it is.
Now to our NBC News exclusive. The January 6th committee's final report was more than 800 pages. But some material did not make the cut, including much of its findings on the failures of federal law enforcement leading up to the attack. Here's Ken Delanian.
Had law enforcement agencies acted on the available intelligence, do you believe the attack on the Capitol could have been successfully repelled?
I think it would have been a lot different had law enforcement taken a more assertive, protective posture.
Now, Chris, one other thing, addendum to that, is the Capitol Police Chief initially said, we don't need the National Guard, until he saw new intelligence days leading up to January 6th. And all of his requests for the guard went unanswered. And he was following the chain of command. That means the sergeant at arms. That means Nancy Pelosi. And no help was forthcoming. So you're saying to me that after you were on my show that they went after you with a vengeance?
That's the way it felt to me. And I it got pretty oppressive, and I just had to go, well, the truth will eventually set us free in this one, and thanks for continuing to tell the story. But that's exactly what it was. It seemed like it was politically motivated, and they had their story they were going to tell. And the fact that anyone would kind of color outside the lines on that was not going to be allowed. So, yeah, I had to tap out there.
When you say tap out, let me explain what that means for most people, because they don't really understand this. If you get engaged in any government agency or hearing, et cetera, you're paying a minimum of $1,000 an hour if you have any attorney that's worth anything in Washington, D.C. In many cases, you're paying $1,500, $1,800 per hour that they work. And for most people, they cannot simply afford to fight back.
Breaking news on 710 WOR.
This is Jeff McKinney in from the WOR newsroom, and this is a story we've been following closely, and now it has become even more tragic. The New York Post is reporting that 26-year-old NYPD officer Adid Fayez has died. He was shot in the head Saturday while off duty in Brooklyn during a robbery attempt. A suspect is in custody. But now we get news from the New York Post, sources telling them that 26-year-old NYPD officer Adid Fayez has passed away. We'll have much more throughout the day, and now it's back to Sean.
The Sean Hannity Show, already in progress on WOR.
I had no idea that any of this had taken place, so this is all news to me. Let's talk a little bit about your book, because this is an important book, I think, for the country. And, you know, soldier secretary, warnings from the battlefield and the Pentagon about America's most dangerous enemies. Would you agree with me our number one geopolitical threat is China and number two is Russia?
Yeah, absolutely. And I also would add right up there something I hope that you'll agree with. When we're spending
Iran.
Yeah, Iran. But we're also spending $850 billion. Sean, you know that's over 50% of the disposable income that the government has that they can spend on libraries and schools and whatnot. And my thing is, we're going to go broke if we keep going at this pace, and we need to rethink how we do our national security. We can do it a lot less expensively, and we've got the people to do that. So that, I'm kind of worried about that too. You know, we've spent the Soviet Union went bankrupt because they couldn't keep up with us. I think maybe the Chinese are trying to do the same thing to us, and we're doing exactly what they want. So that's one of the other big concerns I have.
All right, quick break. More with former Defense Secretary Christopher Miller on the other side. His new book is out, Soldier Secretary, Warnings from the Battlefield and the Pentagon about America's Most Dangerous Enemies, Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores all across the country. And then we'll get to your calls, 800-941-SHAWN, as we continue.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on,
but we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
We continue with former Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump. Chris Miller is with us. His new book is out, and it's called Soldier Secretary, Warnings from the Battlefield and the Pentagon about America's Most Dangerous Enemies. Amazon.com, Hannity.com, bookstores all across the country. Let's talk a little bit about your life, your background, and how you got into this position of being the Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump. And let's talk a little bit about your years, early years, military, your service. Why don't you give us a little background on your history?
Just cut me off if I start blabbering too much. But kid from Iowa, had uncles and my father had served, and I just thought that that's what was important to do, and volunteered to join the Army. And the Army was wonderful for me. It's the ultimate meritocracy, you know, Sean. It doesn't matter where you come from, how much money you have, where you went to school, color, sex, creed, religion. It's just if you work hard, you can do well. And I worked hard, and I really enjoyed it. And I was planning to get out of the service on September 10th, 2001. I told my wife, I've gone as far as I'm going to go. I'm going to go do something different. Went to work the next day, and, of course, our lives changed. Our entire nation's lives changed. And then served in the War on Terror until the end. And retired in 2014. Wife wasn't going to move. She'd moved around too much. She said, the kids are going to go to high school here in Northern Virginia. I wasn't going to argue with her. You know, no, heck no. She followed me around. So,
by the way, that would have been one fight you lost. So let's be honest.
Amen to that. She is unbelievable. So, hey, you know, if you're in a government town, what do? You get a government job, stayed in defense, and ended up, would have never had a chance to serve where I did in a traditional administration. But, of course, Donald Trump was a non-traditional candidate and president, and so many Republicans decided to vote with their pen and denounce him, and opened up the way for a whole bunch of us that wanted to serve. And, you know, was focused on defeating Al-Qaeda, and President Trump was too, and just became obsessed with that, and worked with him and met him the night our commandos killed the head of ISIS, just this absolutely evil man, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and met the president that night. And I don't know what, but he must have saw something. And when he decided to make a change, because his leaders weren't executing his orders in the Department of Defense, he turned to me and he asked if I'd serve. And you know what we do, Sean, where I come from, if the president asks you to serve, you serve. And I accepted a responsibility and did that for the final 73 days of the Trump administration, and tried to advance his agenda.
And you're being somewhat humble in all this. You're a former Special Forces Commander, proud Green Beret, and, you know, you were involved in this war on terror on a very intimate level. You were right in the middle of the action. Let me ask you this, and I only have about 98 seconds left.
You got it.
If Americans knew the real nature of the dangers we're facing from enemies abroad, what would they think, and how would we change as a country if they knew what you knew?
Well, I got enormous confidence in the people that are coming into our service, but they've been let down by their leaders, and that's what this book is about, Sean. This book is about accountability. That's the way I was raised, and I don't see people are being held accountable for losing this war and the debacle in Afghanistan. I could go on all day, so that's really where I am as a person, and I think the American public should demand more and expect more from their senior leaders in the military.
Well, I think when we have people like you that are willing to serve, we're safer because of it. What was your reaction to the balloon?
No, I'm just hugely embarrassed and very concerned.
I think every American should be. Anyway, we appreciate it. It's a great book. Chris Miller, former Secretary of Defense under Donald Trump. And it's called Soldier Secretary, Warnings from the Battlefield, the Pentagon About America's Most Dangerous Enemies. And it is out just today. Bookstores all across the country, Amazon.com, Hannity.com. Chris Miller, we appreciate you, all you've done and your hard work. And thanks for being in back with us and telling your story. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks for telling the truth and keep fighting, my friend.
When we come back, we'll hit the phones toll free. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. To the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Programming note, Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox, right after the State of the Union and the Republican response, somewhere, I'm not sure, but maybe 11 Eastern. You have to stay up late tonight. Hope you'll join us, though, because we have a great lineup. Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, we got Jim Jordan, we got everybody. Listen, these are tough economic times. I want all of you to save as much money as possible. One way to do it and not sacrifice any service at all whatsoever is to get on my cell phone company, and that is Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. And the great thing about Pure Talk is they use the same exact cell towers, the same 5G network as the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and you pay half for the exact same service. You also get blazing fast data, unlimited talk and text. That's only $30 a month. You keep your phone, you keep your phone number, and guess what? Pure Talk is offering your first month completely risk-free. If you make the switch, like hundreds of thousands of us, try it. If you're not completely satisfied, you get your money back, no questions asked. And the transfer only takes a few minutes. Just dial #250 on your cell, say the keyword save now, and do it now. You save an additional 50% off your first month. #250, keyword save now, for the exact same service. Average family saving close to $1,000 a year, many families saving much more. Pure Talk, simply smarter wireless. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on with Kamala Harris, except that she's troubled. Now, the New York Times did a big expose, front page expose on her yesterday about Democrats saying she is not cutting it as vice president, even basically quoting Hillary Clinton, sources close to Hillary, saying, yeah, she couldn't get through a primary if her life depended on it. I'm paraphrasing. And she just is not up to the job. And every single week we got Kamala Harris. I don't know what to make of the never ending giggling. I don't know the speaking tone and cadence that she has adopted that sounds like she's talking to somebody in kindergarten or first or second grade. This was her last week. You decide.
Which brings me to May 30th, 2020. Mm-hmm.
2020.
Bob and Doug returned to the Kennedy Space Center.
They returned.
They suited up.
Suited up.
They waved to their families.
Wave.
And they rode an elevator up nearly 20 stories.
Wow.
They strapped in to their seats and waited as the tanks beneath them filled with tens of thousands of gallons of fuel.
Tens of thousands.
And then... They launched. Yeah, they did.
They launched. They did. Linda, you're not laughing. Why?
You know, this woman is such an embarrassment. It actually hurts my head. I mean, looking at her hurts my eyes, but hearing her hurts my head. She's just... First of all, there must be whisper training at the White House.
They must...
A full ration of whisper training. This is where you learn how to whisper properly. This is how we do it here. It's the Joe Biden school of whispering when you're full of crap. I don't know. She's just such an idiot. It's embarrassing.
Here's her yesterday talking about public servants like her.
I think most of us who are devout public servants understand that we in government have great possibility in terms of the range at which we work as government.
Wow.
You know what I think we should do? I think we should do the community, the together.
The community within the community, and that's what communities are all about, because they serve the community, in the community.
Yes.
We invested an additional $12 billion into community banks, because we know community banks are in the community and understand the needs and desires of that community, as well as the talent and capacity of community.
Community banks are in the community, and they understand the mentality of people in the community. Wow. The giggling thing is getting me, you know, freaked out, too.
I don't know why. I mean,
it's always at the, it's always at the inappropriate.
So what? Relaxing. It's such a calm. So,
yeah, oh, is that what
so
that
sweet.
Is?
You know,
it's like, your God.
Hold on. Slow down, everybody.
What do you say to diplomats that are concerned for their safety? And is the U.S. doing anything to address that situation? And then I have a follow-up on Afghanistan. Okay.
More parents are seeing the value of educators when they had to and say, we're not paying them nearly enough.
Is the United States willing to make a specific allocation for Ukrainian refugees?
Okay. A friend in need is a friend indeed.
What would you say you've learned over this year?
Well, one of the things I've learned is to get out of D.C.
I was going to start prosecuting parents for truancy. Oh. Well, this was a little controversial in San Francisco. And frankly, my staff went bananas. They were very concerned because we didn't know at the time whether I was going to have an opponent in my reelection race.
You're considered the most liberal United States senator.
Somebody said that, and it actually was Mike Pence on the debate stage. But
yeah. One of the biggest dilemmas for any of us as a parent is what to do about our kids in school. Yes. K through 12, college, all of that. And we all want them to go back to school. Yes, you do. Yes. Right? Yes. But safely.
Do you plan to visit the border?
Not today. But I have before, and I'm sure I will again.
Unbelievable. There's your vice president.
So wait, can we do a roundup of what is hilarious to Kamala? Ukrainian refugees, hilarious. The border and the struggle within it, hilarious.
No, I can't take any more. I've had it with Kamala Harris. I really have. I mean, between his cognitive, you know, just he's a cognitive mess as a president, and this is our backup. It's chilling to me. Jay is in Arizona. What's up, Jay? How are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, right here where the border is as wide open as it gets, Yuma, Arizona. Thank you for taking my call today. I just wanted to call on the balloon. I've listened to you, listened to every other show on Fox, listened to everybody, but the one thing I got from the balloon that nobody's talking about is, well, of course, when it got there, we knew how important it was that we needed to save this or get it to see what kind of equipment is on it and everything. But when it comes time to shoot it down, they do shoot it down. Did you see where they hit the balloon, Sean? They hit in a place where it actually looks like it actually hit the payload instead of, I mean, my point is, why didn't they?
I couldn't get a good enough view. Now, I've watched varying versions of it, and it looked like it just hit the balloon part of the balloon. There are images now on the internet. I have not verified them. Are those real, Linda, that they're recovering, I guess, parts of the balloon?
They are saying they are now currently recovering parts. So we'll see what that really is.
I wonder if they're going to find the spying part that they said wasn't happening. That's the part that I want to find.
I don't think that they need to find anything because they already bought all the land they were looking at. They already have all the real estate property documents. Why do they need to look over anything else? This is just what's a preview.
Yeah. All right, Jay, you finished. What did you want to add?
Well, before I go, I want to do that. And lastly, Sean, I just got to say this. You got to stop giving Linda such a bad time about her shooting. You know what? She's improved 60-70% from what I can tell. Have you?
I could have taken that balloon down.
Okay.
Watch out, China. Here I come. Yeah. I got my Mantis X. I'm ready to go.
You got to understand the funny part of this, Jay, is when she first tried Mantis X, and it's, again, you use your smartphone. It's technology. And you attach Mantis X to your firearm, and it gives you real-time feedback on your technique, whether you hit your target or not. So it's based on a score of 100. Linda, what did I get on my first run?
I don't think Jay was talking about you. I think he was talking about me.
No, I'm asking
pretty sure.
Do you
got 100.
Okay. And Jay, what? Ask Linda what she got the first time.
Go ahead, Jay. Ask me.
Linda, what did you get on your first time?
I got a 9, Jay. I'm not proud, but that's the truth.
This is the last time you did it. What'd you get?
Oh, I got an 83. I got an 83 actually just the other day. I was getting some aggression out, you know, during my target practice and getting a better shot.
But Jay needs to have some perspective here. Jay, if you get a 9, that would be the equivalent of aiming a weapon at a house and missing the house.
Or a China balloon, which now with my 83, I would have hit. See that?
Yeah, you would have hit it, but you probably wouldn't have sunk it. That's the problem. You got to hit it right.
I just kind of wounded a little bit, and then it loses air and it sinks.
My point is, she is improved.
Jay, you're hired.
Mantis X. Have you improved 70%, Sean?
That's right. Are you at 170, Sean?
When you're at 100, it's kind of hard to improve.
Answer the question.
When you're at 100, it's hard to improve. I will say this. Sweet baby James has been living with me now for like a year. What are we going on? 9 months now? And because he's not been able to close on his new house, he just ran into all these problems. He finally got a certificate of occupancy. And he uses my Mantis X more than I do. And we were out just messing around the other day. And, you know, my first 5 shots were 100, and then it went to 98. And his first 10 shots were 100. So technically, he kind of beat me. And which frustrated me, but he's been practicing every day. I rarely touch it.
I just want to go on record and say that's not a technical beating. That's just a beating.
No,
he like totally beat you, which is fine. I mean, you know.
Technically, but you know.
Yeah, technically, sweet baby. Technically.
Sounds like Karine Jean-Pierre is fighting this battle.
I'd like to refer you to sweet baby.
Jay, appreciate the call, buddy. 800-941 Sean, Alabama Jim. By the way, Jim, did you know your state of Alabama? I spent 2 years of my life in Huntsville. Your state of Alabama is the only state that requires voters to hand in their own ballots. Did you know that?
I did know that. And I just moved here about 6 years ago from Florida. But, Sean, I want to get right into it. I'm something that I haven't heard on TV or radio. I'm a reconnaissance systems expert on the RF-4B 60s technology. So hopefully anything I say won't be classified, because I'm going to tell you what, if we flew over the systems and bases in Montana at Mach 1, what we would have gotten in an RF-4B.
Tell me what you would have gotten.
Well, we would have completely been able to map the base, know where everything is. We would have been able to look inside each building and see how the rooms were, buildings were laid out, everything was laid out. We would have got the complete inventory of all the warheads, all the missiles. We would have been able to look at the silos, tell what type of missiles are in each silo. Might not have been able to tell what warhead was on, because I don't know if they could look at a silo in detail and measurements to the inch and tell what type of warhead it is. But we could have got.
So you're saying 1960s technology would have given you all that information, and you could only imagine what 2023 technology would show them.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And then anybody that doubts that, look up an RF4B on the internet and look at Station 4. That's a station that would give you all that type of information, complete. It's not even in question. So that reason I'm kind of emphatic about it is I'm so tired of hearing all this BS people are throwing out about photos and all that. Obviously, this isn't a photo. It's infrared. But we could have taken photos and everything else, too. And I'm saying it, aircraft flies.
Well, I'm going to make a prediction. They're going to find a lot of the balloon, but the technical part of it, if they do find it, we're never going to hear about it, learn about it, know about it. But I'm with you. I would imagine that whatever technology they had in that balloon is more sophisticated than the technology that was very sophisticated in the 1960s. So I got to imagine you're correct.
Oh, I guarantee it. And as the previous caller, I've looked at that blowing up of the balloon several different times, and I agree. It looked to me like they hit the payload. And that wouldn't surprise me. If I were in someone else's shoes, like the president, I would want to blow it up. I think he's so compromised, it's ridiculous.
I don't disagree, and I think most people listening here don't disagree. Jim in Alabama, thank you for checking in. We appreciate you being with us. Man, time flies when we're having... Why are you interrupting me? It's almost the end of the show.
My favorite part of the day is interrupting you any opportunity I get. But this is for a good reason. This is some good news. A lot of negative stuff going on. People are going to be super depressed watching the Sodu tonight. So we want to let you know that we're in week two of our Gold Co. contest. We have four winners that are each going to receive $500 worth of 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coins from our friends at Gold Co. So you go to Hannity.com. It's our contest page. For rules and info, you go to Hannity.com. It's sponsored by Gold Co. And enter for your chance to win. You can do it every day.
All right. That's going to wrap things up for today. All right. Remember, we have the State of the Union address. We will fact check all of it. And we'll have it by the time we get on the air right after the Republican response by Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I think she's going to do a great job tonight. And I'm hoping she does. We have Senator Ted Cruz. Kellyanne Conway will join us. Kayleigh McEnany tonight. Ari Fleischer tonight. Marco Rubio will join us. We'll get the latest on these investigations with Jim Jordan, Reince Priebus, Pete Hegseth, and Newt Gingrich. It's all happening 9 Eastern on Hannity. Set your DVR later, right after the State of the Union and the Republican response. We'll see you then. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making the show possible.
Temperature regulating.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.